but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're really cute, because I want you back. I've been on the phone all day today. People in Georgia, my friend Chris, people in Argentina, but nobody in North Carolina. Bummer. There are times when I want to talk to you, like most all the time. And there are times when I really, really want to talk to you. And of late, I've really been missing you. All the more. I miss you always, but I mean, it's been intense. I wondered today, you know, you did me the great honor of sending me an email, was it a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, about somebody wanting me to sign legal papers. And of course, I responded that looks like that's a scam. So I've done nothing. And of course, there's been no follow-up. But I wonder, did you do something? Were you given the impression this was real and you had to take care of it? I wonder. I did talk also with my friend Mike Day today. He's on a lot of drugs. I mean, he's been on drugs for 50 years, but you can tell in his voice. The fatigue level and so forth. I'm going to go see him either tomorrow or Sunday. He might not be there tomorrow. He's supposed to go to see, you know, a lot of doctor's appointments coming up. But I'm trying to love him in whatever way the Lord sees fit. It could be his last days. He could last another 10 years. I don't know. But with the fact that his last day is coming, and that he's about the same age of Jim Cross, I desire to reconcile with him. I have no idea about his state of health. I'd desire to reconcile with Jim Cross before his last day or my last day comes. Something about obedience to Christ. Yeah, obviously that's not charity. Dorothy Jane, I really do love you.